Live from NPR News, I'm Janine Herbst. Ukrainian soldiers defending a massive steel plant under prolonged assault by Russian troops in Mariupol held a press conference today to say they feel abandoned by international aid organizations. NPR's Joanna Kakissis reports from southern Ukraine. It comes one day after a civilian evacuation at the plant was completed.
The soldiers organized the press conference on Zoom despite being under attack and underground in a vast network of bunkers under the Azovstal steel plant in Mariupol. Sviatoslav Polomar, who is second in command of the Azov regiment in the Ukrainian army, said through an interpreter that the fighters had held up against bombing, shelling, and snipers.
And we will always fight until we are alive for justice, for get the Russian occupiers away.
The soldiers' families are pleading with the UN and other aid organizations to evacuate the soldiers. Joanna Kakissis, NPR News, Zaporizhia, Ukraine.
The U.S. sent a diplomatic mission back to the American embassy in Ukraine for the first time since embassy staff evacuated in the run-up to the Russian invasion in February. NPR's Jason Bobian in Kyiv says a formal reopening of the embassy is expected soon.
In a trip that State Department officials say was to commemorate Victory in Europe Day, a motorcade carrying the acting head of the U.S. diplomatic mission to Ukraine arrived here at the U.S. embassy in Kyiv. The return comes as much of Ukraine is anxiously waiting to see whether Moscow intensifies attacks to coincide with military celebrations of Victory Day in Russia. State Department officials say the arrival of American diplomats back in Kyiv is a statement of solidarity with the Ukrainian people and a testament to Ukraine's success in defending the capital. The Biden administration has nominated a veteran diplomat, Bridget Brink, to be the ambassador to Ukraine. Her confirmation hearings before the Senate are slated to start later this week. Jason Bobian, NPR News, Kyiv.
The official death toll has risen to at least 30 in the massive explosion that destroyed a hotel in Havana, Cuba, Friday. NPR's Kerry Khan reports search crews continue to crawl through the rubble as leaders vow to investigate the cause, which they say was a gas leak.
Cuban authorities raised the death toll while bracing family members of missing relatives that the number could go up. President Miguel Díaz-Canel, talking in front of the crumbled hotel, said that it has become difficult to search the unstable site.
Ya las investigaciones que se están haciendo, que es la que nos llevará a profundizar en cuál fue la causa.
But Díaz-Canel pledged a thorough investigation into the cause of the explosion, which blew off the facade of the hotel, a historic building undergoing renovation and set to reopen this Tuesday. Rescue crews have been sending search dogs deep into the rubble as family members of missing relatives continue to hold vigil in a park across the street. Kerry Khan, NPR News, Havana.
You're listening to NPR News. In Egypt, ISIS today claimed responsibility for a deadly attack yesterday that killed an officer and 10 soldiers in Egypt's Sinai Peninsula. It's one of the deadliest in recent years in northern Sinai, where Egypt's security forces have been battling Islamist militants with links to ISIS. Deforestation in the Amazon in Brazil hit a record level last month. NPR's Philip Reeves reports it's turning into a terrible year for the rainforest.
April comes during the rainy season in the Amazon. That means there's usually less deforestation. This year, though, an area larger than Dallas, Texas, was lost in just under a month. The numbers come from Brazil's space agency. They're the highest for April since the agency began this form of data collection 7 years ago. January and February also broke records. Deforestation has soared since Brazil's far-right president Jair Bolsonaro took power just over 3 years ago. Environmentalists are urging Brazilians to remove him from office in October's elections, saying soon it'll be too late to save the rainforest. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rio de Janeiro.
At the weekend box office, in the biggest opening of the year so far, Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness took the top spot with an estimated $185 million in North American ticket sales. Overseas, the film earned $265 million with a global take of $450 million. Universal's animated heist comedy, The Bad Guys, dropped to second place with $9 million in estimated ticket sales. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News.